USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is speaking out against President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
This is about your health care. This is about whether or not the ACA will exist. This is about whether or not pre-existing conditions will be continue to be covered. This is about whether or not a woman can be charged more for the same procedure as a man. This is about people's health care in the middle of a pandemic.
On CBS, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
We've been in conversations with Leader McConnell, with Chairman Graham. He is going to put forth a pretty aggressive schedule for hearings and markups that we believe will happen in the middle part of October. And if all goes well, then certainly a vote on the floor sometime before the election.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
William Barr says he's going to sue churches in the Bay Area, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Attorney General threatening to sue San Francisco over COVID-19 restrictions preventing churches from opening. Bill Barr wrote to Mayor London Breed saying that limiting places of worship to one person at a time infringes on religious freedom and violates First Amendment rights. The San Francisco Interfaith Council meeting next week to discuss the restrictions. Some lifting of limitations is expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump and Joe Biden will face each other in Cleveland on Tuesday for their first debate. The president was on Fox and Friends. He was asked about how he's preparing.
I think I prepare every day. I think, you know, when you're president, you sort of see everything that they're going to be asking, and they may disagree with you, but we've done a great job. We created the greatest economy in history.
Fox News anchor Chris Wallace will moderate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Chinese automaker showed off an electric flying vehicle at the 2020 Beijing International Automotive Exhibition. The car, which is called the Kiwi Gogo, can carry up to 2 passengers and is designed to flow at altitudes between 16 and 82 feet, according to Speng Motors, the Alibaba-backed manufacturer that produced the car. It has 8 propellers and a small capsule-like frame. Speng, a startup with $1.7 billion in investment capital, is considered an emerging rival to Tesla in the electric vehicle market. The company said that the Kiwi Gogo is the first in a series of electric flying vehicles. According to the president, Brian Gu, they say in the future, not only electric vehicles will have the smart mobility autonomous driving features. He said with other technology, they can enable other devices that can create a multidimensional ecosystem. A man is in jail after breaking COVID-19 rules. USA's John Hunt reports.
A Maryland man was sentenced to a full year in jail for throwing parties at his home that violated Governor Larry Hogan's emergency coronavirus restrictions on gatherings. Sean Myers was arrested after having 2 parties at his home in southern Maryland that had at least 50 people in attendance. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.